Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that ACL prevention programs are effective at reducing ACL injuries when they focus on stretching, strengthening, and agility activities, even if they are done in relatively short warm-up periods with little to no disruption to practice activities. ACL injury prevention programs have been developed in efforts to decrease the likelihood that an athlete suffers an injury. There are a wide array of programs available, which has led to confusion and mixed results. The purpose of this meta-analysis was to investigate ACL prevention programs and objectively quantify the duration, points of emphasis, and effectiveness in female athletes. A literature search yielded 13 studies that met the inclusion criteria. 1. That they were a randomized controlled trial or prospective cohort study. 2. ACL incidence was reported or calculated. 3. Included specific exercise descriptions. And 4. Training session durations were reported. Overall, the intervention programs reduced the rate of ACL injuries. The duration of a single training session ranged from 10 to 44 minutes, and the programs included 10 to 108 sessions. However, the authors found that the total training time, as in the number or duration of training sessions, did not influence ACL injury rates. The exercises within each program were further categorized into 5 areas: strength, explosive, balance, agility, or stretching. Most programs included strength, explosiveness, and agility exercises, while less programs included balance exercises or stretching exercises. The majority of the programs emphasized balance and agility exercises. Overall, ACL injury risk increased as the duration of balance exercises increased, but non-contact ACL injuries decreased as the duration of stretching exercises increased. A subgroup analysis revealed no differences between athletes that did or did not receive feedback during the exercise program. Clinically, this meta-analysis reveals that ACL prevention programs reduce the risk of ACL injury in females, and having an intervention program is more important than duration, number of sessions, or feedback. Therefore, we can offer a short and efficient program to busy coaches and teams that may reduce the risk of ACL injury. During this potentially short and efficient program, we may minimize the time dedicated to balance training and instead focus on stretching, strengthening, and agility activities. While strength and agility exercises did not significantly influence the rate of ACL injuries, there was a trend suggesting they may be important. More research needs to be done on these activities to determine whether ACL prevention programs improve strength and/or induce neural adaptations. Regardless, this meta-analysis demonstrates that these programs may be short, focused on stretching, as well as potentially strength or agility activities, and introduced to a team to do on their own as part of a warm-up exercise program. Coaches may be able to deploy these programs to reduce the risk of ACL injury and not take away precious time from the practice. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post reported that genetic variations within genes involved in the early stages of bone tissue healing have been associated with either protection or increased risk of non-union fractures. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a systematic review that found that a concussion is more common during games than practices, and that individuals with a history of concussion were at greater risk for concussions than those without a history of concussion. We also shared another systematic review that found that knees with a double bundle ACL reconstruction appear to have fewer re-ruptures and less laxity than knees with a single bundle ACL reconstruction. However, they both result in similar short-term patient-reported outcomes. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.